This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Elective surgeries and some medical and dental offices are set to reopen Monday. And CPR's Haley Sanchez reports a group of Colorado medical professionals have concerns.
According to a letter signed by the Colorado Medical Society and other medical trade groups, independent physicians don't have enough personal protective equipment to perform surgeries. Doctors also say they need more liability coverage since some are treating patients who have health conditions that fall outside their normal specialties. One doctor says patients should know that just because elective procedures are allowed, not all offices have the equipment they need to do those procedures. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
People in Weld County who show signs of COVID-19 can get tested at a drive and walk-through site now. And you don't even have to have a doctor's note. The Colorado National Guard is conducting the testing through Tuesday. Weld County has the highest rate of infection of any other county in the state. And state health officials are testing residents and staff at three of Colorado's largest nursing homes. These are facilities that had not yet been identified as having outbreaks of COVID-19. And so far, they've found 20 new cases of the disease while testing 900 people. Other nursing homes and facilities caring for the elderly have seen hundreds of deaths during the coronavirus outbreak. So the idea is to identify cases at other facilities before they become deadly. Mostly sunny skies for Denver today. You're listening to CPR News.